From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listeners, how are you today? With me, Ahmad Faisal. I'm so fine. I also hope that listeners, all of you are fine. And today, you can also do your best, listeners. And listeners, for today's edition, I would like to accompany you 60 minutes ahead. And we also would like to present some programs, started with news and other information, as well as entertainment and Indonesian pop songs. Well, listeners, we begin our program with our news, and stay with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. Indonesian President Joko Widodo asked Agriculture Minister to check national rice stocks. Indonesian Vice President and United Arab Emirates Ambassador discuss advancing bilateral cooperation. I'm Rahmawati, now the news in detail. Indonesian President Joko Widodo has instructed Agriculture Minister Syahrul Yasin Limpo to check data on national rice stocks with regional authorities to ensure rice availability and price stability. Limpo informed after a meeting with the President at the Presidential Palace on Monday. He said when President Widodo inquired about rice stocks and prices during the meeting, he assured him that as per the ministry's data, rice stock availability in Indonesia is adequate. Moreover, according to the BPS Statistics Indonesia and researchers' prognosis, Indonesia records the highest rice production of more than 18 million tons in March-April harvest period. Indonesian Vice President Ma'ruf Amin met with the Ambassador of the United Arab Emirates to Indonesia, Abdullah Salim Obaid Al-Dahiri, on Monday to discuss bilateral cooperation in various sectors. The Vice President expressed the hope that earlier agreements, such as the one inked in the education sector between Yogyakarta's Nahdlatul Ulama University and Emiratis Mohammed bin Zayed University of Humanities, would be followed up promptly. During the meeting, which took place at the Vice Presidential Office in Jakarta on Monday, he urged the United Arab Emirates to collaborate with Indonesia in the Islamic economic and finance sector, as well as with Indonesian educational institutions. He lauded United Arab Emirates' willingness to invest in the new capital's development and the cyber and intelligence sector. Meanwhile, Ambassador Al-Dahiri informed the Vice President his side has engaged in cooperation with an educational institution based in Surakarta, Central Java. The last national news comes from the number of G20 leaders confirmed to attend the G20 summit in Bali on November 15 to 16, 2022 is very high. Indonesian Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi has informed. However, she refused to divulge the exact number of G20 leaders who have confirmed their plans to attend the summit. Several leaders have not confirmed their attendance on account of special situations in their countries. Citing an example, she said the Brazilian leader has not confirmed whether he will attend the summit because of general elections in the country to elect a president. the new president will take office on January 1, 2023. Newly installed G20 leaders such as British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak and Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni have confirmed their participation in the G20 summit. Now we move to the international news. Ukraine suffered sweeping blackouts and water supplies were cut to large parts of Kyiv on Monday after another wave of Russian missile strikes on key infrastructure. The Ukrainian army said more than 50 cruise missiles were launched at targets across the country, days after Russia blamed Ukraine for drone attacks on its fleet in the Black Sea. The army said many missiles were shot down by air defenses, but Prime Minister Denis Shmyhal said the barrage had caused power cuts in hundreds of areas across 7 Ukrainian regions. Several blasts were heard in the capital, Kyiv. After the strikes, 80% of consumers were without water in the capital. Next, we have North Korea on Monday demanded the United States and South Korea stop large-scale military exercises, calling them a provocation that may draw more powerful follow-up measures from Pyongyang. The United States and South Korea began one of their largest combined military air drills on Monday, with hundreds of warplanes from both sides staging mock attacks 24 hours a day for the better part of a week. The operation, called Vigilant Storm, will run until Friday and will feature about 240 warplanes conducting about 1,600 sorties, the U.S. Air Force made the statement. We continue with Israelis that were voting on Tuesday in their fifth election in less than 4 years, with the hawkish former Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu campaigning for a comeback alongside far-right allies. The latest ballot follows the collapse of the so-called Change Coalition, which united 8 disparate parties who succeeded in ousting Netanyahu last year after a record run as Prime Minister, but ultimately failed to bring political stability. Israelis have until 8 p.m. GMT to cast their ballots, after which complex bargaining to build a coalition will get underway. We end the news with Macau that carried out mass testing of its 700,000 residents on Tuesday after the emergence of COVID-19 cases in the past week, including at a major casino that prompted authorities to seal 1,500 people inside. All residents in the world's biggest gambling hub have been told to take a PCR test on Tuesday and then test themselves daily with rapid antigen tests. The order comes as Typhoon Nalgae approaches southern China, with authorities hoping the PCR test can be completed in one day. Well, listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Oh, ancora me ancora arona wa con me.
Senandung Katulistiwa is back again for Voice of Indonesia listener.
Masih terngiang di telingaku bisik cintamu.
Neng stasiun balapan, kau solo sing tak dikenangan. Kowe karo aku,
pick one of the two songs and send your cover video. For more info, click the Senandung Katulistiwa banner on voinews.id.
November 2022 is an important month not only for Indonesia but also for the members of the G20. On November 15 to 16, the 21st G20 summit will be held in Bali. Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi said that overall, all preparations went well. This was conveyed on Monday, after submitting a report related to the preparation of the G20 summit to President Joko Widodo. Minister Retno Marsudi stated that until now, the attendance level of G20 leaders is very high. Those who have confirmed their attendance include British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak and Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni. The success of the G20 summit will contribute greatly to the world. The G20 represents the world's economic and political power, with its membership comprising 80% of the world's gross domestic products GDP, 75% of global exports, and 60% of the global population. To that end, the Indonesian G20 presidency has secluded more than 180 main series of activities whose result can accelerate the solution of global uncertainty all over the world. On various occasions, President Joko Widodo has also emphasized that Indonesia's leadership in the G20 can produce concrete action and solutions. Therefore, it is the responsibility of all Indonesian people to make the G20 summit a success. Full support for the hard work of the parties directly involved must be realized in concrete actions. Every Indonesian citizen must take part according to their portions. Because the success of the G20 summit is proof that Indonesia manifests the spirits of recovering quickly and rising strongly. Surely, it will contribute greatly to the world to recover together, recover stronger. The success of the G20 summit will also be proof that Indonesia is a real trusted partner to find solution to overcome various crisis threats in the post-pandemic economic sector. We hope that the G20 summit will run safely, smoothly, and produce concrete actions and solutions to build a world that is more capable of overcoming the challenges ahead.
Voice of Indonesia.
Let's begin today in history with the World Vegan Day. The World Vegan Day is a day to commemorate and celebrate the commitment of vegan lifestyle. Quoted from Awareness Day, the World Vegan Day began in 1994 when the Vegan Society celebrated their 50th anniversary. Since then, the World Vegan Day is commemorated every November 1st annually. Let's move on to November 1st, 1999, when Bank Indonesia issued a 100,000 rupiah banknote. The biggest banknote in Indonesia is the 100,000 rupiah issued by Bank Indonesia on November 1st, 1999. When first issued, the 100,000 rupiah banknote was 151 times 65 millimeters, with a picture of the Indonesian independence proclaimer Soekarno and Muhammad Hatta in the front side. The banknote was signed by the Governor and Deputy Governor of Bank Indonesia at that time, Syahril Sabirin and Iwan R. Prawiranata. We end today in history with Indonesian Innovation Day every November 1st. November 1st, 2015 was the initiation of the Indonesian Innovation Day. The initiator was Terra Foundation. At that date, this organization gave Business Record awards to individuals and those with innovative products. This event initiated the Indonesian Innovation Day.
Senior cover video to join the Senandung Katulistiwa.
Masih terngiang di telingaku bisik cintamu.
Yang stasiun balapan no solo sing tadi kenangan kowe karo aku nalingku.
Pick one of these songs. Klik the Senandung Katulistiwa banner on voinews.id. Fill the form, check the lyrics, and download the music of the song. Record and send your cover video. Don't miss it! Exciting prizes await!
And
Listeners, you are still with us. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, in today's edition, we would like to give you information about My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesia's G20 presidency brings up strategic issues in the form of global health architecture, digital-based economic transformation, and energy transition. At the chairmanships of Indonesia at the G20, the group is directed to produce a leader's declaration, which is expected to be able to answer various current global challenges. Secretary of Indonesian Coordinating Ministry for Economic Affairs, Susi Wiono Mugiarso, when delivering a virtual keynote speech at the national seminar on launching the DGB book for the G20 on Friday, explained that main points carried out related to the three main agendas of the Indonesian G20 presidency. On the issue of global health architecture, global fundraising was carried out for prevention, preparedness, and response to pandemic. They are also strengthening the resilience of the world health system and harmonized global health protocol standards, as well as technology transfer and diversification of vaccine production. Furthermore, related to the digital-based economic transformation agenda, there are the creation of digital economic value for economic recovery, technology adoptions, especially for MSMEs, development of digital skills and literacy, and digitizations of sectors that contribute to become sources of new economic growth. Meanwhile, for the energy transition agenda, there is an expansion of access to clean energy source technology, acceleration of carbon emission reduction, involvement of the private sector, and acceleration of the use of energy sources that are more environmentally friendly. On the occasion, the Secretary of the Coordinating Ministry for Economic Affairs, Susi Wiono, also conveyed the initiations of concrete deliverables from the G20 Indonesia presidency. Concrete deliverables are projects, programs, or initiatives that produce tangible or concrete benefits. According to Susi Wiono, President Joko Widodo directed that the G20 Indonesia presidency could produce real benefits for the people of Indonesia and the world. He added that the presidency revealed that the G20 presidency forum would be a catalyst for global economic recovery. Efforts to realize these targets require the support and thoughts of all parties, including academic. As a form of concrete support from academics from the chair of the G20 Indonesia, they also contributed to the creation of the work, namely, the G20 book entitled Addressing Global Issues with Collective and Concerted Actions. Compiled by 21 experts from various scientific fields, the book is expected to be able to provide ideas to become recommendation or policy references for the Indonesian G20 presidency.
Warna di hidupku, di dalam kesedihan kau lukiskan senyumku. Selamanya sepanjang usia kan ku puja semua cerita. Namun aku sadari kau telah beranjak pergi. Kau tinggalkan aku sendiri.
Baby, I want you back.
Your love is all I need.
I want you back.
Your heart is all I see.
I want you back.
I'm holding on and I don't wanna let you go.
Baby, I want you back.
Your love is all I need.
I want you back.
Your heart is all I see.
I want you back.
I'm holding on and I don't wanna let you go.
Baby,
si ingin memelukmu selamanya sampai akhir masa. Kan ku puja semua ceritamu, namun aku sadari kau telah beranjak pergi. Kau tinggalkan aku sendiri.
Baby, I want you back.
Your love is all I need.
I want you back.
Your heart is all I see.
I want you back.
I'm holding on and I don't wanna let you go.
Baby, I want you back.
Your love is all I need.
I want you back.
Your heart is all I see.
Listeners, you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Well, listeners, we would like to present next segment, Indonesian Wonder. It is about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
VOI listener, today's edition of Indonesian Wonder takes you to Banyuwangi Regency in East Java Province, which is holding Gandrung Sewu Festival on October 29. The uniqueness of this festival is tourists can watch a colossal dance performed by thousands of Gandrung dancers. This festival has the theme Kemilau Bumi Blambangan, or the sparkling of Blambangan land. This Gandrung dance tells about the heroic actions of the Blambangan or Banyuwangi people who fought for independence. Gandrung dance is an icon of Banyuwangi. It is always performed by the people of Banyuwangi to welcome weddings, harvest seasons, or circumcisions. This dance is quite interesting because the dancers display their performance to the accompaniment of the marriage of two cultures, namely Javanese and Balinese music. Gandrung dance was previously performed by men dressed as women. The development of Islam in Blambangan is one of the factors why Gandrung dance is no longer performed by men who dress like women. Gandrung Sewu dance performed by men lasted until the 1890s, until the last male dancer named Marsam passed away. Gandrung Sewu dance performed by women was only presented in 1914. The dancers wore black velvet clothes, then yellow gold ornaments were seen as decoration. In addition, there are beads that look shiny with a shape resembling the neck of a bottle, wrapped around the neck to the chest, while on the shoulders and half of the back looks open. The dancer's head is also decorated with a crown design called omprok, made of buffalo skin with gold and red ornaments. There is an ornament of Putra Bhima, an Antasena figure who has a giant head but a snake-shaped body that covers all parts of the hair of the Gandrung dancers. The Gandrung dancers also use batik cloth with varied pattern. This dance is more than just a dance to celebrate the harvest, but also to show gratitude for the community for what they have got. The word Gandrung also means infatuated or fascinated. The meaning is addressed only to Dewi Sri, the goddess of rice, who has provided welfare for the community. That's why this dance is performed after a massive harvest as a sign of gratitude and joy to Dewi Sri. However, now the dance has become an art of entertainment for the surrounding community. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listener, for the next segment, we will present you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian Language, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian language. And this program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. And here is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Hello, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian, which introduces Indonesian expressions and vocabulary and guides you to converse in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language. This Mari Berbahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia, RRI Foreign Broadcasting Station, and the Language Development Agency Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is Berwisata di Lombok, which means traveling in Lombok. Next, you will be listening to a conversation entitled Saya Jarang Datang ke Sini. Saya Jarang Datang ke Sini, which means I rarely come here. This conversation takes place between Dev Singh, a tourist from India, and Laras, a tour guide in Lombok. Dev asks Laras how often Laras comes to Sade village. Let's listen to their conversation.
Apakah kamu sering datang ke desa Sade?
Saya jarang datang ke sini.
After the conversation, I will give you some vocabulary related to today's material. Saya jarang datang ke sini. Saya jarang datang ke sini, which means I rarely come here. I will say the word slowly twice and you can repeat after me. Saya, saya, which means I. Jarang, jarang, which means rarely. Datang, datang, which means come. Kesini, kesini, which means here. Saya jarang datang kesini. Saya jarang datang kesini, which means I rarely come here. In the conversation, you heard the phrase saya jarang datang ke sini. Saya jarang datang ke sini, which means I rarely come here. In that sentence, there is the word jarang. Jarang, which means rarely. The word jarang, which means rarely or not often, is used to express the frequency of an activity. Here, the word jarang, jarang, which means rarely or seldom, is used to express the frequency of Laras coming to Sade village. For example, jarang datang ke sini. Jarang datang ke sini, which means rarely come here. To express the frequency of an activity, the word jarang, jarang, which means rarely or seldom, is followed by the activity described, such as datang ke sini. Datang ke sini, which means coming here. Other examples. In addition to jarang, jarang, which means rarely, you can also use the word kadang-kadang, kadang-kadang, which means sometimes, to describe the frequency of an activity. Let's listen to the following examples. Kadang-kadang, kadang-kadang, which means sometimes. Laras kadang-kadang pergi ke Jakarta. Laras kadang-kadang pergi ke Jakarta, which means Laras sometimes goes to Jakarta. Sade village is located in the Rambitan area, central Lombok. Sade village is the residence of the Sasak tribe, the indigenous people of Lombok. Suku, suku, which means tribe, is a word used to express a group of ethnicity in a large nation in Indonesia. Based on the 2010 population census conducted by the Indonesian Central Statistics Agency, in Indonesia, there are 1,340 sukus, sukus or ethnic groups. Before ending Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian today, for more details, let's listen to the example of a conversation once again. Percakapan sudah direkam. That was today's edition of Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian with the topic Berwisata di Lombok. Berwisata di Lombok, which means traveling in Lombok, and a conversation entitled Saya Jarang Datang ke Sini. Saya jarang datang ke sini, which means I rarely come here. Hopefully, this edition will be useful for those of you who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language. We'll meet again tomorrow with a different material. Thank you for listening. Sampai berjumpa lagi. Sampai berjumpa lagi. Till we meet again.
Listeners, you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, next segment, we would like to give you information about music. And for today's edition, we will present traditional music.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hi VOI listener, in today's edition of Music Corner, I'm going to present a Malay song entitled Joget Kasih Sayang by Shalim and Luciana Firmawati. The song is composed by Suhendri Amrizal. This song comprises the lines of pantun or rhyming poetry that are sung in response. The song Joget Kasih Sayang tells about a couple who makes a promise to live together for good. This Malay song is a typical song of the people in Pelalawan, Riau Province, Sumatra Island. Alright listener, here is the Malay song entitled Joget Kasih Sayang by Shalim and Luciana Firmawati. Enjoy the song!
sungai, danau sing kulim tenang airnya, hatiku bimbang kasih tak sampai, karena adik ada yang punya.
Kita sehidup semati.
Voice of Indonesia.
Selalu stres, bos aku bilang tugasku harus cepat beres. Aku punya banyak deadlines, harus fokus dulu. Bos aku jadi marah-marah mulu. Aku kerja kaya orang gila, tapi gaji dikit. Bosku udah banyak duit, tapi pilih bingit. Aku muak, gak mau kerja lagi, aku capek. Tapi kalau aku malas, semuanya jadi berapa. Terserah, aku mau nikmati hidup. Sekarang aku mau ketemu teman, dan gak lagi sibuk. Aku mesti lihat sisi positif, dan lupakan hal-hal yang negatif.
Sederhana, bahagia bukan tentang untuk hidup sempurna. Pastikan kita nikmati hari ini, karena waktu tidak bisa diputar kembali.
Kita semua punya masalah, tapi lupakanlah, jangan menyerah. Hari ini indah, bersama kawan, bersenang-senang, dari pagi sampai malam.
Kemarin pacarku memutuskan aku, karena dia udah punya cowok yang baru. Aku lakukan semua untuk dia, aku cowok baik dulu, aku selalu setia. Bahagianya adalah bahagiaku juga, ingin ku selalu di sampingnya sampai tua. Dia patahkan hatiku dan bikin aku malu, tapi aku mau dia tahu aku mulai hidup baru. Hidup terlalu singkat untuk terus bersedih, tidak mudah mengobati luka hati yang pedih. Aku mesti lihat sisi positif, dan lupakan hal-hal yang negatif.
Hidup ini cuma sederhana, bahagia bukan tentang untuk hidup sempurna. Pastikan kita nikmati hari ini, karena waktu tidak bisa diputar kembali.
Kita semua punya masalah, tapi lupakanlah, jangan menyerah. Hari ini indah, bersama kawan, bersenang-senang, dari pagi sampai malam. Kita semua punya masalah, tapi lupakanlah, jangan menyerah.
Well, listeners, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. We would like to say thank you very much for your kind attention, listeners, for you to listen to our program for today. And we will give you another interesting information. And stay with us at Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz, and website www.voinews.id. Well, listeners, don't forget to like and comment at Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, and Twitter at Voi Indonesia, email voi@voinews.id.